Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens April 30th, 2025 Special Board of Governors meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 3 p.m. and is recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Chair Baruff, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. May I proceed with roll call?
Please, thank you.
Chair Baruff?
Here.
Vice Chair Shelton?
Here.
Governor Becksmith?
Here.
Governor Butch just notified me he's running late, but he will join as soon as possible. Governor Cumber?
Here.
Governor Knight?
Here.
Governor Lydecker is unable to attend today. Governor Spotswood?
Here.
Governor White?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Please proceed.
The first agenda item is 2025 Risk Transfer Program. Would you like me to move forward on that?
Please.
Prior to 2024, hardening conditions in the risk transfer markets were a result of the macroeconomic market factors post-COVID, a constrained capacity, adverse loss development, primarily due to litigation abuse, and the adverse impact on investment income due to historically low interest rates. 2024 marked a turning point in the Florida risk transfer marketplace, as evidenced by the effects of the 2022 and the 2023 litigation reforms, which took time to make their way through to the marketplace to show meaningful and positive changes within the Florida insurance market. The risk transfer market benefited in 2024 and continues to benefit in 2025 from the increase in interest rates, which has increased investment income and investor risk-free returns on the catastrophe bond market. In addition, losses from Hurricanes Helene and Milton in 2024 were manageable for the insurance and reinsurance risk markets. This is due to the breadth and depth of the reinsurance capital and improved earnings position for riders in 2024, as well as an increase in capital as mark-to-market losses have improved. The June 1, 2025 renewal has positive momentum for cedents due to the previously stated factors. Depending on the placement and the cedent, overall rate reductions are expected to be in the range of approximately 5% for the layers below the cap fund and north of 10% for layers above the cap fund. Demand for the risk transfer below the cap fund attachment point has only grown as the cap fund retention increased by almost $1.3 billion. Pricing conditions below the cap fund attachment point do not affect Citizens, as it is not currently cost efficient for Citizens to purchase risk transfer below the cap fund attachment point. For the risk transfer layers beginning at the attachment point, the cap fund attachment point, there is ample capacity for reinsurers due to the healthy capital levels, and the catastrophe bond market has seen significant capital inflows outpacing the traditional reinsurance market, which will further encourage competitiveness within the traditional market. Citizens aims to secure private reinsurance coverage of approximately $4.49 billion. This would be comprised of $1.6 billion of expiring private reinsurance remaining from 2023 and 2024, and $2.89 billion of new private reinsurance. Under the scenario, Citizens would expose all its surplus for a 1-in-100-year event and would have a potential Citizens policyholder surcharge of $42 billion for a 1-in-100-year event, which would attach at the 1-in-95-year event. The proposed 2025 risk transfer layers are as follows. The sliver layer, which sits alongside the cap fund, it provides approximately $394 million in excess of $2.55 billion of annual per occurrence coverage, which covers personal residential and commercial residential losses. This layer, placed in the traditional market, would work in tandem with the mandatory coverage provided by the cap fund. Layer one will sit above the sliver layer and the cap fund. This layer will provide $4.1 billion of coverage for personal residential and commercial residential losses from the capital and traditional reinsurance markets as follows. A 2023 capital markets renewal risk transfer placement of $500 million through Lightning Re. This is the third year for these multi-year notes, which provide aggregate coverage. And then we have a 2024 capital markets renewal risk transfer placement of $1.1 billion through Everglades Re 2. This is the second year for these multi-year notes, which provide aggregate coverage, as well as approximately $2.5 billion of occurrence and annual aggregate coverage from the traditional and capital markets. I will pause there, Mr. Chairman, to see if there are any questions before I read the recommendation.
Is there any questions from the governors?
None here.
I have a question, Chairman, if I may.
Of course.
So just to make sure I'm understanding the chart, Jennifer, before the reinsurance coverage that we're proposing to purchase on top of what we have, before it kicks in and we can make a claim against it, we would go through approximately $2.5 billion of surplus, a little bit more, maybe closer to $2.75 billion of our surplus, and $3.5 billion of the FHCF coverage. Is that correct?
Approximately 2.5 of surplus is correct. The traditional reinsurance kicks in at the same time as as the cap fund. The cap fund is a 90% placement, which is that dark blue. And right. Then the 10% is private reinsurance alongside of that. So we recoup that at the same time as it goes up. If you had a $100 claim, 90 of it would be from the cap fund, 10 would be for private reinsurance.
But that would only be the $394 million. Of that coverage that would kick in.
Yes, the 394 goes alongside with the cap fund, and then the rest of the program that I explained would be above that. You'd have to go through the cap fund and the sliver, and then the others would kick in. Except for the cat bonds. Cat bonds are aggregate. So if you had multiple storms in 1 year, you may actually attach to a cat bond and not attach to the cat fund or the sliver layer.
So in our prep call for this meeting, Jennifer and I had a pretty interesting conversation. Went back and looked at prior years, the number of times we've actually called on the reinsurance. And I believe we went back to Irma in 2017. And covered some pretty significant storms, and I don't recall the total amount of claims that were made against the reinsurance that we had purchased over the years, but the cost of the reinsurance significantly exceeded the amount of claims made against it. And I'm not suggesting that this is not a good idea. It's something we have to do to avoid the risk and avoid getting to the surcharge, but it is costly. And if you look at the cost over a period of years, I know in private business, we look at, on a pretty conservative basis, but look at ways of providing a reserve that we've reserved for ourselves, and just wondering if there's any alternatives to building up this kind of coverage without spent. I mean, we're talking about spending a lot of money, and I'm not saying it's not worth it, but it is expensive when you look at it over time. Anyway, just a thought or a comment, Mr. Chairman. That's all for me.
You're preaching to the choir as far as I'm concerned, Governor Spotswood. It's on my end. It is a lot of money, but we also have to, listen to the other voices that say we don't want to make, we want to make sure that in the case of a really bad storm hitting the wrong place in Florida, that we have all the liquidity we need to make people whole as fast as possible with legitimate claims, of course.
Yep.
So it's a bit of and I've made this clear to Jennifer and the ETL staff is, if the pricing of the product that we're buying doesn't make sense, just walk away. Okay. Yep. So I wish if every governor has got that same opinion, it sends a very clear signal to the markets that we're just not buying unless the price makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense, we'll go without buying like we haven't what this organization has done in prior years.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chairman, may?
Is that Mr. Cirio?
It is.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Go ahead. I can see you, Tim. I can't hear you. Uh-oh.
Having an audio issue.
Sorry about that.
I can hear you, can you and see you. Hear you and see you now.
Okay, great. No, we've heard you loud and clear on that, Mr. Chairman, and the board obviously feels likewise. We have walked away when we felt the prices, you know, got to the point. I hate to use the term gouge, but we have used it informally. We have walked away. And as you all know, the statute does say we need to use, you know, buy up to a 1 in 100 year event, use best efforts. And we do not think best efforts includes out, you know, unreasonable pricing. And so we've been mindful of that. The entire team has. Jennifer's been all over this, as has Koppel and our reinsurance brokers. And we've talked about it before, but I just want to reemphasize that we've heard you loud and clear on that point.
To state the obvious, your team has put together a great company that does a great job and mitigates our risk and makes sure that we've got better testing vehicles when we take on new policyholders. So I think in the last 4 years, it's become a better company that reduces the risk to the reinsurance market. And we should reduce the premiums they charge us by the amount of risk that we've reduced their liabilities. So as long as everybody's on board, then they'll have very clear instruction that if the numbers don't make sense, we just walk.
Good. Would you like me to read the recommendation, Mr. Chair?
Unless there's any more questions from any of the board members. Nobody's raising their hand. I don't see a little hand up there. So yes, go ahead and please read the motion.
Staff recommends that the Board of Governors take the following actions. Approve the recommendation to purchase traditional and capital markets risk transfer for the entire 2025 program, not to exceed the amount of $550 million, and authorize staff to take any appropriate necessary action consistent with this action item.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I just want to clarify, and I believe it's clear, but that $550 million includes the existing insurance that we have, and so it's a total of $4.8 billion or $4.5 billion, correct?
Yes, $4.49 billion for $550 million. Yes, you're correct. It is the premium that's due on the 2003 and the 2004 program is all included in that 550. It's inclusive of the entire program. The private program. It's not the CAT fund, but everything else.
I'll make a motion to approve of staff's recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
A second.
Was that Governor Knight?
Yes.
Thank you, Governor. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. I believe that was unanimous. Motion carries, and that's the business for today, I believe.
That's all I had. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.